Fierce ladies, welcome to the Moms in Real Estate podcast, where we unleash our unapologetic power to share the raw truth of our journeys. Brace yourself for a dose of empowerment, education, and encouragement like never before. I'm Kristen, a relentless entrepreneur obsessed with connecting and uplifting fellow boss babes. In this podcast, we're all about getting down to business, conquering motherhood, nurturing relationships, and so much more. Get ready to dive into the nitty-gritty, embrace the hustle, and unravel the secrets of success in the world of real estate. We're here to ignite your fire, equip you with the knowledge, and unleash your limitless potential. Tune in as we redefine what it means to be a true boss babe. Welcome to the Moms in Real Estate podcast. Today, we're joined by Samantha Montelongo, a San Jose native balancing her career in real estate and motherhood. Despite her challenges, Samantha's determination led to $16 million in sales her very first year. Join us as we dive into Samantha's journey from navigating family dynamics to building her client base, offering valuable insights for working moms in the industry. Let's start. Hello, everyone. And I'm so excited to be sitting here with Samantha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so doing good. Running around like crazy. Typical day in my life. What about you?
Same. Multiple school drop-offs and now we're at the office. So
yeah. We'll see. Oh my gosh. I know. I feel like it's fun to like paint the picture of what the days look like when you're a mom running a business, and it's just so chaotic. And this week specifically has been like 5 a.m. All the way till like 9 p.m. for me, where it's like there's not a day, like a minute in the day where I'm like, oh, I'm just going to relax.
Yeah, no, not at all. And my kids started sports. So that is a whole nother seasonal thing. And then real estate picked up and it's crazy.
So you have a boy and a girl, correct?
Two boys.
Oh, I don't know why I thought you had a girl too. So tell me about the two boys and the sports that you're in and how old are they?
So I have a 6-year-old and an almost 4-year-old, both crazy boys. The younger one is not in sports yet. He asks, but he's like, he did soccer and it's kind of like, there's no game. It's just like that weird practice thing that they do. And so, but my older one is, we've always been a baseball family. So it's like baseball was the thing. Now he's into flag football, soccer, basketball, anything he can get into. So right now we're in baseball season and we had a rain out last 2 weekends ago or whatever it was. So we have 4 games this week and it's just a little bit crazy.
Yeah, we're at the baseball fields 3 days a week right now. So it's, I hear you. So why don't we, it's so crazy just like going from your business into sports, into home and making dinner and all the crazy things. Tell everybody a little bit about your journey in real estate. Before we went on air, I was calling you a baby still because you're such a newbie still, but yet you've been so successful. So I'm excited for you to share your journey.
Yeah. So I actually graduated college with an events and tourism degree. So weddings was my passion through college. That's what I wanted to do. So I did do that and it was super fun. For 6 years I did weddings, but the whole coming home at 2 a.m. is hard with kids. So once I had my first son, I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to go into corporate. That lasted 2 months until COVID hit. And then there was no events, no nothing, no work. So I took a year off. I was pregnant. I was 4 months pregnant at the time with my second, and I took a year off. And then a friend reached out and said, hey, this team lead needs an admin assistant. Like, are you willing to work a few days a week? Just help out. Like, I don't know what you know about real estate, if you like it. I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, we could use the money. It's not, you know, cool. A little extra income. And I did it. Couple months in, I ended up being his executive assistant, and now I am an agent under him on his team. And it's been a journey of literally like, okay, well, when am I going to go back to weddings? To like, I never want to go back again. And this is I'm in it for the long haul for sure.
What a nice little like surprise for you.
It totally was. I was like, you know, okay, real estate. I didn't have my license at the time, but like, yeah, I can respond to emails and answer phone calls, and like, that sounds great. And I'm like, wait, I actually really like this. And he's like, you'd be so good at it. Just get your license. So I did. And it took me longer than I thought with 2 kids trying to get through all the courses and study, but I did it. My first full year was last year, and it was a weird real estate year, but successful. So I guess can't complain about that.
Yeah. So tell us, how successful was it? You can say it.
I did about 15 million in sales.
That's so awesome. Year. Very impressive.
People are always like, okay, well, like, how many deals is that? And I hate the counting thing. I hate where it's like, what deals are you at this year? What it's number are you at? I feel like that's a weird thing. Uh-huh. We're also in the Bay Area. So, I mean, our average price is so skewed to compared to, you know, people asking on like their average price point, 600,000, ours is 1.4. So yeah. It's hard to compare.
But it's still impressive. And I think that, you know, sharing your numbers too, for it is hard in our industry because they always are asking. And I think right now it's just a good, like it's good when you're new and like being able to say that, it feels really good. You know, it's not that you're gloating or anything. I think right now it's just like, that's an accomplishment. Like I've talked to a lot of agents for a lot of years. And so anyways, you're doing good. So tell us, like, what does it look like for you in real estate? Like, what are you spending your time and like, what are your activities? What are your how are you lead genning? Why am I not able to talk right now? Lead genning. How are you generating leads?
Our team is on Zillow.
Okay.
So we generate buyer leads from Zillow. I know that's like some people love it, some people hate it, but it was successful. It has been very successful for us. So we do a lot of lead gen that way, but also open houses. We have, there's 12 agents on our team. So there's no lack of need for open house hosts or showings or help over here, you know? And so we do what we can for lead gen, but most of the time I just lean into things my kids do because that's where I spend most of my time. So yes, do I talk real estate at the baseball field? 100%.
Okay. Let's dive into that because I feel like a lot of moms feel like, how do I do that? So why don't you tell them specifics on how do you talk about real estate at the baseball field?
I think the first year of baseball and in real estate, it was just kind of like, that's what I do. Like, hey, what do? You're meeting these moms and you're meeting other people. And obviously there are other moms in the real estate field in baseball, in this setting. And so it's kind of like you just group with them a little bit. And then people are like, oh, they all do real estate. And it kind of came natural, but I have a group of, 5 to 10 moms that we hang out, and we have now our kids have played together since they were 3. And so we're in the third full season of baseball together, and it's kind of come natural. And they'll be like, hey, have you seen this house? And most of them are local, and most of my business is hyper local to Morgan Hill, or South County. So there's 3 cities, and I know the inventory. So it's just kind of like, hey, have you seen this? What does it look like? What's your take? What's the area? What's this? And it just kind of comes into conversation. And since then I've gotten a few clients that way. And
that's great. I love that. Yeah. I love when moms can go into like that situation and have the conversations organically, and then business comes out of it. So cool. So tell us a little bit about like, what has been one of like the most important things to help you with launching your career?
I think it's consistency.
Yeah.
I don't want to say I wasn't organized, because in weddings and stuff that I did before, like, you have to be organized, mm-hmm. but I didn't time block. I wasn't time organized. It was just kind of like, hey, this wedding is in a year. Like, yes. Can I plan for it? Of course. Like, you put those things on the calendar and that's it. In real estate, it's much different. It's a day-to-day time block that I really didn't get into until this year. That was my big 2024 goal, is like, you have to time block, you have to door knock, you have to, you know, if you're gonna cold call, if that's your thing, like, you have to do it during this time.
Do you cold call?
I do a little bit, mm-hmm. a little bit to a certain extent. Yeah. We have a company that, you know, generates us like a likely to sell list, and I'll call, you know, a few people a day and just kind of feel it out. But most of my leads and stuff do not come from that. We get a few here and there where it's like, yeah, I want a list, call me back in 6 months or whatever it is. But it's the big thing is time blocking, is actually doing it. I could put a million things on my calendar, but if I don't actually do them, it doesn't help me.
Yeah. I agree. Time blocking, I feel like, is everyone's biggest struggle. That and social media and marketing. But it is so hard, even when you do time block, sticking to that and not allowing yourself to be like, oh, no, I can actually take an appointment during this content creation time block that I have. Like, it's really hard. And like to be like, really, I'm sticking to it. And I think it's never like you've reached it. I think it's always something that you're like tweaking and changing and, you know, trying to figure out what works for everyone.
And people in the office laugh at me because I literally have like when I go to the gym on the calendar. I'm like, helps me plan. Like, I know it's a 1 hour of time that, sorry, I'm not available. I can't talk on the phone.
I put everything on there, like everything, anything from, I put school drop off and pick up in there. I put every single, you look at my calendar and it's overwhelming.
Yeah, that's how people are like, how come you have two things at the same time? I'm like, well, it is school pickup, but I'm not picking up on that day. So like, I still need to know that the kids get picked up.
Exactly. Yeah, totally. Do you put your date nights on there?
I try. We're not very good about that, to be honest. So
yeah, it's hard to be good at date night, but it is important to put it in there because if you don't, it doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. We put it on the calendar and that's it. We've been really lucky. My parents and my in-laws live very close. Mm-hmm. So they've picked up my kids, watched my kids since we had my oldest 6 years ago. And so
that's so nice.
So I throw them on a calendar every Friday, every once in a while. And I'm like, hey, we're going to dinner. Can you watch that? Can you keep them?
Yeah, that's so great. Do you feel like your past experience with event planning has trickled into your real estate business at all?
For sure. I feel like people don't talk. People always say like, you're kind of, you know, it could be salesy real estate. It can. And that's what it is. I mean, realistically, yes, it takes a lot more time than a normal sales job for one sale. But I think the same type of things, like I would walk multiple venues with a couple for their wedding. And now I just walk multiple homes with, you know, the couple or the family. And those same personality traits definitely trickle over way, way more than I thought that they would. When I was like, I'm coming from weddings, I don't know anything about real estate. And then I realized that so many of the personality traits just work in both.
Hi, it's Barbara with your tax coach. And we love helping entrepreneurs save money on their taxes. Here's a quick tax tip. Did you know that if you have an investment property, you can deduct your mortgage interest, property tax, utilities, HOA fees, and even things like your vehicle if you drive to the property or meals that you have while working on the property? For more info, follow us on Instagram at yourtaxcoach or go to our website, yourtaxcoach.com. Do you plan, if you haven't already, to do client events? And I feel like that would be so in your wheelhouse.
Yeah. So that was actually a 2024 goal. So we are doing way more community events. I have a partner that I work with. We live in the same neighborhood. And so we do dumpster days and things like that, that are based in our farms, or our neighborhoods that we, you know, are marketing to for the most part. And they, but then I also am going to, this will be my first year that I'll do like an end of the year client appreciation type situation. I'm excited. Now I have clients to invite to that. So I'm excited for that.
Tell us about the dumpster days.
So we send out a flyer to, we send it out to about 1500 people in the area of Morgan Hill that we both live in. And we put two huge dumpsters out in front of one of our houses. We switch off and we put it out there. We put out some, you know, marketing material that we have, and it's just a way to get to know the neighbors, to talk to people, to let them know like, hey, we're in real estate if you have questions, and a way to just give back. So we completely pay for it. We get two dumpsters normally. It's on a set. We actually have one this Saturday, April 13th. So this is like our spring cleaning one, and then we do a back to school one in the fall. And it's just pretty much they're out there from 9 a.m. till the dumpsters are full, and as many people as that could come. And it's cool.
I have heard of everything, I thought, and I've never heard of dumpster days. I've heard like,
it really? Kinda,
at first I was like, maybe she's talking about like a shred-a-thon. No.
No.
No, I haven't. I'm like, that's actually a really good idea. Do you have any way of like, how are you marketing that? And do you have any way of lead capturing with that event?
So we market it because it's just a small part, we thought about doing like a social media thing and like whoever wants to come can come. But last year we kind of just like blew it out to whoever, and way more people came than we thought. And it was like dumping like truckloads of stuff. So we're like, okay, we need to reel that in. So just our specific farm of the 1500 people is what gets a EDDM mailer. And they get to save the date in March, and then beginning of April, like we sent out on the 2nd, they get our actual flyer. It has a QR code to a website that tells them like, this is what you can dump, this is what you can't. And it's just kind of been a way to like, that is a way that we do lead capture though, because this year we asked them to RSVP. Yeah. So we kind of knew how many dumpsters we would need and stuff. Yeah. So we use the Cato website, and we capture leads that way. But then we also do a raffle at the event to capture leads, and then we'll give away gift cards to local places. Or if we gave away last year, like a window cleaning or a house cleaning with the people that we use for real estate. So
yeah, definitely getting an RSVP is so essential, because it's like you said, your first one, like, just like anyone can come, and not only for the headcount, obviously for the headcount, because it can become a huge like headache, but you definitely, like, I always think with events, like, you want to think the before, during, and after. And so that collecting email is so important for that whole process. And when we did a shred-a-thon, I'll never forget, I was like, oh my gosh, they're like actually just like driving and dropping off. They're not like staying to talk. And I was like, it was kind of like a, oh my gosh, was this a good idea? And I didn't think through the whole process. And so mine was tons of people, but kind of a waste of time. Like, at least my face got out there, which was good. But outside of that, it wasn't very strategic.
Yeah, our first one, we were like, we have a company that we use that they're like, we're local, so we could drop off a different, you know, another dumpster if you guys are full. So we did it a Saturday and a Sunday, and we said we were going to have two dumpsters each day. But we went through four dumpsters on Saturday because we did not say like one truckload or like, please RSVP so we know what you're dumping. And also people were coming and trying to dump like the most random things. We're like, you cannot dump that. Like, you cannot dump pounds of concrete, like, that's not they won't take that. And so it definitely a learning experience, but since then we've done a few, and this will be like the spring cleaning one's definitely the bigger one of the year, and we just kind of tailored it to one day. And
oh my gosh, that is fun. So your client event where it's not a dumpster day is gonna be a lot of fun though when you plan it.
Yes, definitely. I already am like, it's March, I'm like, or April now, I guess. I'm like, oh, I already know where I want to have it.
Where do you want to have it?
There's it's like a cider tasting place, kind of like a winery, but they do cider.
So
and
fun.
They host huge, they have like a taco guy that comes and does that. They do cider, they have wine there too. There's tons of wineries here. So I try to do something local, yeah, that, you know, a lot of people don't know about, kind of like a diamond in a rough type thing. And so I think that's where I'm going to do it this year.
Yeah. I think that's really smart, as positioning yourself in your community to be bringing in the other businesses, because it helps them. And you're also able to tap into their audience, which is really awesome, being as a new business owner, to be able to have them marketing it for you as well.
For sure. Yeah.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about what has been some of your struggles building your business as a mom, and juggling two kids and everything you have going on.
I think my biggest struggle is actually, at least at the very beginning, like, where do I get these leads from as a mom? And like, yes, I know it takes time. It's not going to be something that happens overnight, but like, where are people getting leads? You know, they say, oh, it just comes organic. And it's like, this person referred me and this person. I'm like, but how long did that take? And with kids, it's like, yes, I think like, okay, I'm just going to go out and flyer drop for an hour. Like, my kids don't want to do that. Yeah. Sometimes they do, but today it's 85 degrees and they're not going to want to go with me for an hour.
And the poor 85 degrees, you're starting to make people mad.
I know. It's for some people. But I think that it's just trying to find like where those time blocks fit best, where I don't have to feel like my kids, everything I do with them has to involve my business.
Yeah.
That's a struggle. I don't want them to always feel like, oh, we're going to an event because it's for work, or you have to come with me here because we have to go to a showing. Or I try to really like separate my time and give them time that's not like, oh, it's work fun. We can go run around the doorbell. They're like, that's not fun, Mom.
Yeah. No, I think that's so, it is hard to find that balance. So this has been so fun. I love to kind of wrap it up with a question. I don't know if you've ever listened before. I feel like it's my favorite question. I can't find, then what's my question? Do you know?
Is it the celebrity?
You've been thinking about it. I feel like I love like kind of just springing that on people because I've had some funny answers. Have you been thinking about it?
And I heard you say it, and both of them, I'm like, okay, now I have to think about who mine is.
Oh, wait, I got to ask the question in case somebody's never listened before. So if you had to go into business with a celebrity or an influencer, who would it be and why?
Okay, so I have two, and I think both of them are a little bit different. But, like, I would love to work with Blake Lively.
I heard she's great.
I just feel like she'd be fun and she'd be a fun person to like show houses to or, you know, list her home and can we have an event at your house? Cause I feel like she'd be fun for that.
Ooh,
too.
A celebrity. You're putting it in the position more of like a client, not like a business partner. I like that.
Yeah. Yep.
That would be fun. And then,
go ahead. Sorry.
Oh no, you're good. Who's your other one?
So I think as far as like business, I obviously live in the Bay Area, but like Steph Curry and his wife would be.
Oh yeah.
100%. That's like, that would be my dream. Oh. Business partner, client, whatever it would be.
That'd be my son's dream. For sure. <Yeah. laughs> I just don't know anything about him outside of, and I hope I'm not going to be like totally wrong. We're talking about the basketball player, right? Yes. Yeah. I'm so bad. I swear. I had to teach a class today to 9-year-olds on what it means to be an entrepreneur. And this one kid raised his hand and he's like, who's your favorite NFL team? I was like, I don't know. I don't watch sports. I was like, dang it. I'm like, also, your question is like completely like out of left field. What are you talking about?
It's not related to what I was talking about.
No. But anyways, yeah, Steph Curry. That's a good one. My son would like if I went into business with him.
Well, same.
Do you have any like advice, last minute, like advice that you would give to somebody who might just be getting into real estate because it's so fresh in your head? You're 2.5 years in now. So what advice would you give to somebody who's just starting?
Just do it. Just jump in. I think that people have a harder time. I know so many people that have asked me, like, what if I do it part-time? Like, can I still work my full-time job and do real estate? Like, yes, of course you can. But I think that people that just really put behind whatever they were doing before and give it 110% and are just like, this is what I'm going to do. Like, this is a business, that's kind of sink or swim for the most part. And I think the people that just jump in and are like, I'm going to leave the rest of my life behind and here we go. Those are the best agents and the most authentic to work with, honestly.
Yeah, no, that's great advice. Well, you've been so fun to have on. And if anybody wants to follow you on Instagram, how can they get a hold of you?
They can follow me at Sam Sells Real Estate, CA, so California, is my Instagram handle and my Facebook and my everything else, Twitter, TikTok, whatever. I'm not good at TikTok, but I will do my best.
I don't even have a TikTok. Yeah.
I just started one. I had a girl in my office that was like, you should do TikTok. I'm like, okay, I don't know how to use it, but I'm learning slowly but surely. I have 6 videos.
That's good. It's better than me. I wouldn't even know what to do.
It's not easy.
Well, thank you so much. And we'll see you all later. Bye.
Thank you so much for having me. Bye.
Hi, it's Kim
and Whitney
from Real Social Agent, and we love helping real estate professionals create social media content that helps them grow their business.
If you're a real estate professional looking to save time and create more effective content, we're about to make your life so much better.
You're amazing at what you do, and we're here to make sure everyone else knows that. From social media coaching to custom content creation, our job is to make you shine.
Follow us on Instagram at Real Social Agent or download our free Reels 101 library at the link in the show notes.
Thanks, friend, for listening to the podcast. We love having you in our community. If you enjoyed our podcast, please leave us a review or share it with a friend. Also, we'd love to connect with you on Instagram. Go follow us at Moms in Real Estate.